More than 500,000 Wisconsinites have been infected with COVID-19, and nearly 5,700 have died from the disease. Even when it's not fatal, fighting off COVID-19 can be a scary experience, one that our next guest went through firsthand. He recently got home from the hospital and wrote about his symptoms and treatment, which included what he calls some of the worst days of his life. Gary D'Amato is a senior writer for Wisconsin.golf, formerly a sports writer with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Gary, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's good to be on. Thank you.
Before we get into your story, Gary, I got to ask, how are you feeling today after this ordeal?
I'm feeling, much better than I felt a few weeks ago. That's for sure. I'm on the road to recovery and feeling a little bit better every day. So I'm in a good place.
What made you want to write about and share your experience with COVID-19?
Yeah, that's a good question. I work for a website, Wisconsin.golf, and I posted my last story in mid-December, and then I tested positive on December 20th for COVID. And because I was out of action about a month, my bosses suggested that maybe I do a story that just kind of explains where I've been so people don't think that I quit or got fired. And the story wound up, my old employer, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, wound up contacting my bosses to ask if they could reprint it in the Journal Sentinel. And so that's how it got got out.
And you write, Gary, that in the lead up as COVID-19 was going on, you were where a lot of people were. You wore masks inside in some places. You took maybe some calculated risks, some chances elsewhere. What was on your mind with COVID-19 before it hit you?
Yeah, I was one of those people who I did everything I was supposed to do. I followed the rules, but I also was careless at times, too. I didn't think I'd get sick. And I thought if I did get it, I'd be one of those people who recovered in a few days. I'm in relatively good health. I don't have any underlying issues. And I just took it for granted that if I did get sick, it wouldn't be that bad. And I quite obviously, I was very wrong and learned a lesson the hard way. And this is a hideous virus, and it's sure is not one to be taken lightly.
And you have a plea in your piece. Like you say to people reading this, don't go right to the politics of this, right? You want people to think about the sheer health things going on here and not make it Democrats and Republicans and whatever.
Yeah, exactly. It's become a politicized issue, and that's really unfortunate. But when it strikes you the way it struck me, it becomes very personal. And when you're laying in a hospital bed and they're talking about intubation and you can't breathe, you're not one of those thoughts goes through your mind about the politics of it all. You're just sick and you're worried and you're hoping, you're hoping against hope that you get better. So, yeah, I the politics people, I think, should set that aside when it comes to this thing.
Now take us, Gary, from the early symptoms and the diagnosis to ending up in the hospital.
I started feeling some symptoms on December 19th, and they got a little worse on the 20th. I went in and got rapid tested and tested positive, and the nurse came in and told me, you tested positive, you've got a slight fever, treat it with ibuprofen and Tylenol, and, the odds are pretty good you're going to be okay in a few days. And I went home, and I felt like for about 3 or 4 days, I just felt like I had a little bit of a head cold. That's what it felt like at first. And then I started spiking a fever, and it was going up and down. And when it reached 104 at one point, I went to the ER and was treated for it. Came home and felt pretty good for about a day. And then I started having problems breathing on about December 28th. And when I talk about problems breathing, I mean, it felt like, I think I describe it as having your nostrils closed, pinned shut, and having someone, stick some socks down your throat. I couldn't get any breath in my lungs. And that's when I went back to the hospital and was admitted on the 29th.
We're talking to longtime Wisconsin sports writer Gary D'Amato about his experience with COVID-19. He wrote about it at wisconsingolf.com, reprinted in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Gary, that takes us to what you call the worst 11 days of your life. If you could tell us a little about that, I imagine it's painful to think back on.
Yeah, I've never been sicker in my life, for one thing. I was honestly worried that I wasn't going to make it, that I wasn't going to get out of the hospital. And I was in a bad place for several days. And at one point, when I was on a BiPAP machine that it's sort of a mechanical ventilator. It's one step before they intubate you. And I wasn't getting any better. They were forcing massive amounts of oxygen, you know, into my lungs. And at one point, the respiratory therapist came in and said, you know, it's time to talk about, you know, if you don't get better, we might have to intubate you and sedate you. And that's when I really got worried. And thankfully for me, it didn't get to that point. I started to slowly improve over the next couple of days and didn't need to be intubated. But I was close to having to have that done. And I was honestly very, very scared at that point.
You got past it without being intubated. You eventually got out of the hospital. What has recovery been like since then?
It's been really strange. The symptoms are just sort of all over the place. My body has really done some strange things. I mean, for 3 or 4 days after I got home, I was released January 8th, and for 3 or 4 days after that, you know, my heart rate would spike if I just stood up and walked 20 feet. And I had equilibrium problems. It felt like I was going to just tip over. And strangely enough, I had, like, my handwriting was really bad. Like, I didn't have the coordination to, my penmanship was all over the map. I mean, it just did some funny things to me. And I've heard other people say their handwriting got really bad, too. And chronic fatigue, you know, just always tired, naps, and I was on all kinds of medications and steroids and everything. So it was just it was just all over the place with symptoms for a while.
You wrote you're thankful to be recovering now, in part because you're looking forward to seeing some good golf, COVID permitting, in Wisconsin this year. I don't know if we have the tournaments you're looking forward to, things like that. Are you going to look at it with a new appreciation, knowing that there was a shot that you weren't going to make it to see him this year?
Yeah, I'm very excited about being here, for one, but about my job at Wisconsin.golf and getting to cover some really big tournaments in the state this year. Hopefully, as people get vaccinated here, and hopefully the number of cases is going to decline, we're going to get a handle on this pandemic, and we can sort of return to some kind of normal, especially in the golf course, where even last year, in the midst of the pandemic, it was one of the sort of safe things you could do because social distancing is just inherent in the sport of golf. and all the golf courses passed rules such as don't touch the flag stick. They took rakes out of bunkers. So golf was played pretty safely last year. I know the WSGA, the Wisconsin State Golf Association, held most of its tournaments, and not one case of COVID-19 could be contact traced back to the tournaments. So I'm pretty confident and hopeful that we're going to return to the golf in an almost normal form this summer.
Well, Gary, thanks for sharing your story, and best on a continued recovery.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Gary D'Amato is a senior writer at Wisconsin.golf. He talked with us today about his experience with COVID-19. You can find a link to his piece at WPR.org/Central Time.